A year into the pandemic, and governors across the country are still in the spotlight. At the moment, they're dealing with vaccine distribution and decisions on opening up their states. Benta Berkland of Colorado Public Radio recently spent time with Democratic Governor Jared Polis, who reflected on this unprecedented year.
Governor Polis says no governor ever ran for office expecting to lead a state through a pandemic, one that's changed life as we know it.
Well, you know, somebody has to be governor, and I happen to be here at this time, so I'm just going to do my best to make the most informed decisions I can.
During the public health emergency, governors have used extraordinary powers to shut down businesses and mandate masks and social distancing. Polis, a 45-year-old former congressman and tech entrepreneur, has issued hundreds of orders. But he says he still believes persuasion may be more important for taming the pandemic than concrete policies.
The policies matter a bit. People focus so much on those. Do you tell people they have to wear masks? Do you close down? What capacity do you have at restaurants? But what really matters is, are people wearing masks?
To make his pitch, Polis has stood in front of television cameras more frequently than maybe any Colorado governor in history.
This morning, we have 183 positive cases, two deaths.
We now have 1,730. It's important to everybody.
When will this be over? When can we resume?
Polis's audience is the whole state, but he's also very aware of his most loyal viewer.
My mom always texts in if there's any problem at all. Like, you know, it showed the background too long or there was a part you couldn't hear within a matter of seconds.
Your real-time editor.
Yeah.
In the many high-level meetings we observed, Polis is detailed and decisive. Early on in the pandemic, when states were scrambling to get respirators, masks, and tests, he didn't appear overly emotional or stressed.
Literally, you had every state competing against one another, and often the federal government competing against us.
Polis's quick decision-making was hard for some of his senior staff to get used to. Stan Hilke heads Colorado's Department of Public Safety.
This rapid decision-making, rapid ability to uptake information was certainly uncomfortable for me because I've been a person who wants to be very critically thinking about stuff.
Like any other state, Colorado has had its peaks and valleys. At times, it had the highest death rates in the Intermountain West, but hospitals were never overrun. The governor has his share of critics. Some local health departments complained they were caught off guard by policies. There were anti-lockdown protests.
It is time for people to stand up and draw the line, say enough is enough.
Republicans pushed back against his broad use of executive authority. Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert says in future emergencies, he wants state lawmakers to play a bigger role.
People have asked, where is our legislature? Why aren't our legislators doing things?
More than half of states are considering bills to limit governors' use of executive powers, giving more say back to state lawmakers. But it's harder for those policies to gain traction in places like Colorado, where one party controls the government. For Polis, he says the toughest time personally was when he and his longtime partner Marlon Reese both contracted COVID-19. After a week of quarantining with their two young children, he thought they were almost through it. That's when Reese got worse.
We had these little, you know, home oxygenator things that they usually give people with COVID. Oh my gosh, it went down from normally 95, 85, 84.
At that point, the hospital said to come in. Polis said he hadn't driven in about a year because his security officers preferred to drive him. This time he insisted. But there was just one little thing he wanted to do before taking his partner to the hospital. Propose.
Been thinking about it for a while. I'd ordered the rings with inscription from Isaiah and had them hidden and ready to go. And I knew he'd probably get better, but obviously you never know in that situation.
Now they're hoping to hold a Jewish wedding in the fall. And as the pandemic reached the one-year mark in Colorado, Polis is still just as busy as ever. Rolling out the vaccine has come with enormous logistical challenges, but he's not complaining.
Certainly a more fun thing to contemplate than the dark days of the pandemic and hospital surges and where are these extra beds going to be and how are we going to fit all the patients in. That's a horrific thing to consider.
Still, he's cautioning Coloradans not to let down their guard. Polis recently visited a vaccine clinic to meet with volunteers. They presented him with a piñata in the shape of the COVID-19 virus. He took a large mock vaccine needle and whacked at the piñata again and again, trying to break it apart.
Okay, yeah.
Eventually, one of his staffers had to pull him away.
Gracias. Gov, we need to do a couple more interviews.
For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.